Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Final boots fade in the sunlight. Chrome plated counters gone bad. Coffee the color. Dishwater bourbon. This cup's like a gun in my hand. Blonde as the bleach in the bucket. Loose as a mop on the floor. Nothing came easy. Love came to town and collapsed in a pile at my door. I trace out a creed on your body. Tied to a bedpost of steel. Till the sheets turn the color. A dishwater bourbon as dark as the guilt that I feel. As a mop on the floor. Nothing came easy. Love came to town and collapsed in a pile at my door. Vinyl boots fade in the sunlight. Chrome plated counters gone bad. Coffee the color. Dishwater bourbon, this cup's like a gun in my hand.
All right, folks, welcome to the White Trash Revival, episode 88. I'm Donnie fucking Cash. Thank you to Nellie Wilson for opening up Tuesday night. Tuesday night's where it's at when you want to hear good fucking music over here at the Outlaw Radio Network. We got a buzz. You'll have to excuse me. We got Dirt Hag Country Radio with Nellie Wilson. The White Trash Revival by myself, and Outlaw Radio Chicago with Joshy P. And I opened up the show tonight with Matt D. with a song called Dishwater Bourbon, and that's off his CD, Plank Road Drag. Check him out. I bought his shit over at iTunes, and I got a shitload of iTunes cards for Christmas, and I was just fucking perusing. And I just so happened to run into it, and I played a couple songs on there, and I liked it. So, I purchased it. All right, on this episode here, folks, we're going to have nothing but predominantly music you haven't heard. I guarantee you, you haven't heard. If you've heard any of these bands, well, there's a couple. We got, like, Slim Cessna, but any other, or not Slim Cessna, I'm sorry, Slack Eye Slim. If you've heard any other ones, I will suck your cock. I promise. And I'll tell you what, as a bonus, even if you haven't heard of any of these bands, I will still suck your cock. Oh, just be kind and give me a courtesy tap because I don't want a mouthful of semen. That'll make me queer. How about the first set? Shall we get to the first set? Okay.
Exactly what ails me, Doc, I'm begging you, please. Lately, everything was so hollow, thoughts that I can recall, and generally act just strange. So tomorrow, I need that bottle, or just like yesterday and days before. Seem double, warm in those troubles, cause lately I just can't get a hold. My wet tongue, hold my wet tongue. Run. Yeah, my wet tongue, oh my wet tongue. Oh, when I
attention, and I slow the rise. I'll be thinning my blood before it's supper time. First thing in the morning I'm thinking, will it be? Yeah, it's not always just now. Fall me, see. Fall me now, fall me now. For this moment anyhow. Yeah, it's coming up away. You're not talking, afraid to cry, and that always pulls me away for a time. And I'm not saying what I think it is, I know. Well, there's always more than one reason I know, and I must remind of myself now all the time. That vanity I don't want to be mine. I got them goats in there out on the pig. Yeah, now I'm warm and I'm off of my legs. And that chicken shack door's blowing in the wind. Yeah, the sweep is here cause her daddy's gone again. For me now, for this moment right now. It's coming up away.
Alrighty, well, we started off this set with a band I'm sure you've never heard of called Danger and the Steel Cut Oats with Cold on the Mountain. Now, maybe that's how the motherfuckers from Brokeback Mountain got started. Shit was cold. They were wearing thin pearl snap fucking flannel shirts, and they were cold, so they decided to hold each other ever so gently. Well, when you hold another guy, sometimes you get carried away and want to kiss him on the neck, and then that kissing on the neck leads to kissing on the mouth, and that kissing on the mouth leads to kissing on the chest, then you kiss from the chest down the belly all the way to the peter, and you start kissing and nibbling on that peter head, and next thing you know, you're a fag. Oh my god. Anyways, we followed that with the Shooter McGavins with Wet Tongue. I'm not even going to go there. Too fucking easy. And we ended the set with the Dirt Floor Band with Another Load to Fold. That's what I tell my old lady. Here, bitch, here's another load to fold. And if she steps out of line, well, I'll just chip the bitch's teeth. Actually, that really don't happen. It's pretty much the other way around. She'll tell me there's another load to fold. And if I don't do it, well, I don't get no pussy. And if I do it, I still don't get no fucking pussy. That's why I beat off like a young teenage boy. And now that I take blood pressure medicine, it's kind of hard to beat off like I did because my dick don't get the hardness that it once used to muster up. And that really, really sucks because ain't nothing worse than trying to jerk off a floppy wiener. You know what I'm saying? All right, how about the next set, shall we?
Mm-hmm. Drop me off at the sink it low till it makes itself plateau. In my hand, the wrench does know, all in vain, my heart rests. Vaginitis, pilliclice, crabs, chlamydia, gonorrhea, herpes, genital worms, hating hand of my pants. I'm the cauliflower of your floor. I'm the leeches on your shore. I'm Hades, I'm vicious, I'm psycho. I mean, I'm a new kind of lover. The crowd and tin blues stands in my shoes. I'm an unfuckable handsome dude. The tasty food, 12 healthy juice. Try me if you dare, sweetheart. I'm a fruit town spreading infection. The wing warm on a kitty on the block. Stain on the fabric of the pillow. Whispering goblin reach. I mean, you hear, can you feel?
Folks, we're back, and I started off this set with Pumpkin Seed with a song called Out of My Hands. I followed that with Hopewell Exchange with Backseat, which in my teenage years was one of my favorite places. And I ended it with Hugo Clarence with Quarantine Blues. Speaking of my teenage years, I was sitting back drinking some cheap bourbon and reminiscing about a time when I had no worries. You know, right now I'm almost 40 years old. I've been married for 15 years. I've had the same job for 15 years. And I was thinking about back when I was 16, 17, 18, back when shit was fun and you had no worries whatsoever. I was a skateboarder. I had a good group of friends. We used to skateboard every day, smoke weed every day, just have a real good old time. And we go to Columbus, Ohio and skateboard downtown, which was fucking awesome. There's probably, let me see here. There was me, Rami, Eladio, Dave, and Mike. And Dave was kind of the leader because he was older than the rest of us. We'd go up there and just fucking skate and have a good time and get fucked up and shit. And now that I'm 38, almost 39, I don't talk to none of them at all. I mean, I might see Eladio once in probably every 6 months. And it's just weird how your friends disappear once you get married and start your family. But I know your family's more important than what your friends are, but
It's just crazy. And, you know, I wouldn't trade my childhood for anything. Probably the worst thing that ever happened to me is when I was 18 and, you know, I was smoking a lot of pot, drinking a lot of beer, having a lot of fucking fun. I was a real hellion. And one time, me and my friends, we had a gun, and one of the friends I hung out with was always having people wanting to fight him. And he'd always whip everyone's ass because he was pretty fucking tough. But anyways, one of my skater buddies, Mike, we was all at this house party, and where this mother would let us all drink and smoke pot at her house, long as we brought her some beer. And then before the end of the night, she'd be blowing about two or three guys, and a couple guys would bang her, and yeah, it was a real good time. But we was there at the house, and my friend Mike ended up knocking her out, right? Because he fucked her, and she fell in love with him, and then she smacked him in the face for some reason. He gave her an uppercut and knocked her out, and well, he ends up walking home, and we all leave, and then my buddy that used to beat everyone up had a gun, and he was saying, hey, take me by this place, because I want to do a drive-by. Well, I didn't want to be involved in that at all. I just wanted to go get my boy Mike. So I told him, like, no, I ain't fucking being part of that, dude, for real. So he says, all right, Donnie, you think I'm playing? You think I'm fucking playing with you? I said, dude, honestly, I don't care if you're playing or not. I'm taking you home, and I'm going home. Well, he pulls out the gun he had, cocks it, and I'm driving, right? So next thing I know, the motherfucker went off, and it was loud as fuck. Went through my back seat, went through my back, and got lodged in my chest. I felt it instantly. Everyone says, oh, you don't feel it when you get shot with the gun. Bullshit. I felt it. I fucking put my car in park, got out. I started apologizing to him for him shooting me. Okay, I'll take you. Well, anyway, everyone gets me back in the car. They drive me to the hospital. I fucking spend a week in there. I almost died twice. It went through my kidney, my liver. It was a .25 caliber. He ends up doing a year at a youth facility. I never talked to him again. And I end up having 50 staples in my whole fucking torso. It was fucked up, man, but it was a life lesson learned. I never hung out with motherfuckers like that ever again. And I guess I wouldn't trade it for a thing, because I went straight after that for a little bit, because I was hanging with a real shiesty crowd doing real shiesty shit, and if I'd have kept on that path, I probably would have been in prison or dead, which I should have been dead, because I was fucked up. I was in intensive care for a week, spent another week in the hospital after that, and I had some fun in the hospital. I ended up getting some pussy in the waiting room bathroom on the sink, which was fucking awesome. But now I'm 40 years old, and I really don't have a whole lot of friends, because I'm a family man, and I do family things. This is my only escape, this in the weight room. So I'd like to thank Joshy P for welcoming me onto the Outlaw Radio Network. I enjoy doing this. I like making people laugh. I like being vulgar. I've always wanted to be a stand-up comedian, but I've always been nervous to talk in front of groups of people. So I can hide behind this microphone like Trigg hides behind his fucking blogs. So, yeah. That's where it's at, folks. I think I'm going to cry. Let me go change my tampon, and we'll get in this next set here, shall we?
I don't believe a word I say, but I'm trying like hell. It's so this ground before I figure out the breadcrumb trail I left behind.
I
right, we start off this set with Slack Eye Slim with Breadcrumb Trail. That's off his EP, My Favorite Knife. I followed that with Huntley Slim. I'll be damned. Two Slims in a row. I should fucking do a Slim Cessna, have the fucking Slim Trifecta, but I'm not. And the song by Huntley Slim was Get Back on the Stage. Followed it with an instrumental tune by Joe's Truck Stop called Bull at the Wagon. Let's go ahead real quick and get in this last set. All right.
I've seen him walking. He leans on his cane. All that we were wanting were skies heavy with rain. The corn stood dry and brittle, rows of skeletons. I walked toward you, but you walked toward him. What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? I went out hunting. I brought along my dog. Food was scarce in those days. Riverbeds turned to dust. Then I saw him walking. You followed close behind. His cane no longer with him, but you had a crooked spine. What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? You were no longer walking. You crawled far behind. And as you lay there dying, the sky grumbled with weight. The rain pissed down upon us, and he strode away. What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? What could I do? His cane lay beside you. I clutched it in my hand. I crept up behind him and split wide open his head. The clouds, they thinned and vanished. The sun hard in the mud. I buried you together and marked your grave with my blood. What could I do? 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 What could I do?
do? What could I do? What could I do? What could I do?
Exactly the same.
Set right here, I started off with a very good friend of mine, a gentleman that I've had on my show when I first started doing the White Trash Revival. Yeah, that's right, I had him on my show for an interview. The talented Edwin Clarence Graves, and the song was called I've Seen Him Walking, and that's off his CD, Shadow of a Bird. Edwin Clarence Graves is a one-man band, plays everything and does everything. He's everybody. Little buzz. I probably didn't make sense, but I don't care. Edwin, I fucking love you. I follow that with Snake Oil Salesman with Lungs, Ribs, and Heart. And I ended the set with Ursa Major with Talking Jesus Owes Me $5 Blues. All right, that's going to be it for this evening, folks. Stay tuned for Joshy P, Outlaw Radio Chicago. I'm going to end it tonight with a band we all know and probably love. That's the Drive-By Truckers, and the song is going to be Panties in Your Purse. Take care, motherfuckers.
Big long cigarettes. You asked me if I could play you some Dylan. I said, Dylan, who? And you told me to kiss your ass. I apologize, but you could tell I didn't mean it by the way I rolled my eyes. Then you said it wasn't me, it was you. Tell me why. world, and you moved in with your mama. She cooks your breakfast and lets you drive her car. She don't care how late you call and tell her where you are. Y'all still fight, she still nags you some. Somehow it's different now than you were young. It's your own damn fault. You've been through hell for one reason or another. Seems like she kind of blames herself.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.